ABC News on WRCO FM 100.7.9 and WRCE 107.7 FM and 1450 AM in Richland Center is sponsored by Capital Wealth Advisory Group, helping you prepare for the expected and unexpected things in life, and by Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales insurance agents, and interior design services.
ABC News, I'm Mike Dubusky. Former President Jimmy Carter passed away yesterday at 100 years old. His one term in office was known for several foreign policy accomplishments, but overshadowed by the Iran hostage crisis. Author and ABC News contributor Mark Updegrove says he didn't let that damper his outlook of the office.
He did not think his presidency was failed in any way. He didn't think that he was erroneous in any way in the decisions that he made. So that's very important to note. But he said, but I want to be remembered for peacemaking and human rights. And I think that the only former president to win a Nobel Peace Prize, he will be remembered for just that.
A state funeral is currently set for January 9th. American investigators are en route to South Korea to help investigate that deadly plane crash that killed 179 people. The passenger jet touched down over the weekend without its landing gear deployed. Bird strike was also reported in the moments before the crash. This is ABC News. A plea as we approach the end of 2024 for a new path forward in 2025. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres.
In 2025, countries must put the world on a safer path by dramatically slashing emissions and supporting the transition to a renewable future. It is essential. And it is possible.
Guterres says the top 10 hottest years on record have happened in the last 10 years in what he calls a climate breakdown in real time. While those are resolutions for the world, many of us are making our own resolutions. With New Year's Day just 2 days away, Dr. Leah Kroll, assistant professor of neurology at Maimonides Hospital, says the key resolution may be to make a plan.
Most goals are going to take multiple steps to achieve. So really mapping out for yourself, what is each step that I need to take over the course of the year to get where I want to get in the end?
And don't be too hard on yourself if you fall short. I'm Mike Dubusky, ABC News.
When you are buying insurance, would you rather go to someone on Wall Street or someone on Main Street? What you're insuring is close to home. Maybe it's even your home. Websites and customer service lines don't always answer your questions directly, but your local insurance agents at Driftless Area Group can. We live here where you live. We work here where you work. Get your free insurance review today by giving us a call at 608-647-9050 to speak to an agent.
Want to spoil yourself or someone you love for the holiday? Stop in at Court & Main as we are having our end-of-the-year recliner sale. Get 25% off any in-stock recliner. Whether you want power, manual, swivel rocker, or just a basic rocker recliner, we have it all. Stop in at Court & Main in downtown Richland Center or give us a call at 608-647-8713.
I'm Pastor Tim, and this is Life Tracks. 1 year, I received a Christmas gift from one of my special education students that encouraged me greatly. He gave me a wall hanging that read, "To the world, you may only be one person, but to this one person, you are the world." Most people in this world strive to make something of themselves, and the world tells them that if they aren't beautiful or rich or famous, they are nobody. Still, other people strive simply to make a difference in the lives of others. We will never completely achieve success as defined by this world's standards because we will always be seeking for more. But we can choose to be the best person that others will encounter by doing as Jesus said, "Do it to others as you would have them do to you." When we share ourselves in helping others, we can make the difference in their lives that will mean everything to them. When we show the compassion of Christ for all people, we will be the hands and feet of Jesus. You may be the only Jesus that some people ever see, so let's be the best picture of Jesus that we can possibly be.
Love God, love people, and make disciples. That's the mission of the Richland Center Free Methodist Church, and you're invited to come and be a part of what God is doing here. We are a very family-friendly church where all ages can come and learn more about God's amazing love. Our worship service is at 10:30 each Sunday morning, and you can also worship with us online at rcfreemethodist.com. The church is located at the corner of Park and Kinder Streets in Richland Center. Come as you are and bring the whole family to the Richland Center Free Methodist Church.
From Meyer Oil and LP to their cherished customers, happy holidays! They're grateful for the support throughout the year and excited for what's to come in 2025.
Happy holidays from Classic Auto Body, home of the Ring Brothers. They appreciate their customers for choosing them this year and look forward to a bright 2025 together.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, dedicated to serving this community and area with hometown service.
Hello, I'm meteorologist Nick Grunseth for WRCO. A good Monday to you. Widespread fog will continue for most of today and dense in many locations. In addition to the lower visibility with temps below freezing, of course, watch out for slippery stretches on the roads. And as you know, in our part of the state, there is quite a bit of hilly terrain and curves with that hilly terrain. So that's an additional factor to consider. Otherwise, primarily cloudy today. We might be lucky to score a little sunshine later in the day, but not very much. There's just a lot of low-level moisture. Highs around 37 today with light winds. Tonight then will be cloudy with fog, likely dense in many locations, and a chance of some light drizzle or a light rain-snow mix overnight. Anything that falls, minor accumulations. Winds will be light, eventually picking up from the northeast a bit. And then Tuesday, areas of fog in the morning, the wind picking up from the north-northwest, and that'll mix up the atmosphere. Then in the late morning and the afternoon, mainly cloudy. Could be some light snow showers during the day on Tuesday with minor accumulations if anything forms and falls. Highs around 32. Tuesday night, we'll get close to, of course, ringing in the new year. Mostly cloudy with a chance of flurries, no accumulations. But if you're heading out to any parties or celebrations, folks coming over, well, know that temperatures will be dropping, bottoming out around 20 overnight with wind chills getting close to 10, so definitely feeling chilly. And that'll be the first of many reinforcing shots of colder air with New Year's Day, typical for early January, partly cloudy, a chance of flurries, highs around 25. Thursday, a mix of clouds and sun with occasional flurries, highs in the mid-20s as well. And also on Friday, mostly sunny sky with highs in the low 20s, around 20 degrees both Saturday and Sunday this weekend, nighttime lows in the single digits, and still watching for the potential of a storm system that could bring some accumulating snow, maybe a few inches or rain-snow mix late Saturday into Sunday. I have low confidence now. There's still variance in the forecast models, so we'll fine-tune that. The following week, a big shot of Arctic air with perhaps some sub-zero overnight lows. I'm meteorologist Nick Grunseth for WRCO. Have a great day.
Some banks today are a whole lot more interested in the interest you pay them than the interest they take in you. Richland County Bank, your local hometown bank, appreciates the chance to have you as a customer. But that's just the beginning. Richland County Bank is interested in you. It's a part of Richland County Bank's commitment to great customer service. The key to good customer service is building good relationships with your customers. Richland County Bank has been building good relationships since 1881, working with multiple generations of farm families and business owners. Everyone at the bank is a part of a team that's committed to creating a positive, helpful, and friendly environment, whether it's a child making a first deposit in a savings account, a couple buying a first home, or financing for a new business. If you're interested in a bank that's interested in you, Richland County Bank is the right choice. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
24 degrees at WRCO. Yesterday's high was 43. The record high for December 30th, 57 in the year 2004. Record low, 18 below zero in 1963. Last year's high was 35, while the low was 21. Sunset will occur at 4:35 this afternoon. Sunrise time, 7:34 for tomorrow morning. Right now, east to northeast winds are at 4 miles per hour. Barometer at 2973 is steady, and no precipitation today other than the fog. Reports of a few slippery spots this morning with that mist in the air, that little fog that we've got going again today. And the dense fog advisory again remains in effect until noon today. It is 24 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, serving customers with a special loyalty and dedication only a hometown bank can provide.
Sports Time is sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Richland Center and Boscobel. Local people serving you with the good stuff, and by the WRCO Sports Boosters. Coming up, a look back at the Bi-State Wrestling Tournament over the weekend. Details on a Packer loss yesterday, and the Bucks looking back on a loss on Saturday night as well. Those stories and more in a moment.
Whether it's on the farm, at the job site, or just the front lawn, Napa has the parts to get the job done. Hydraulic hoses, PTO drive shafts, even bucket teeth are just some of the parts that can be found at Napa. For smaller equipment like lawnmowers, snowblowers, or snowmobiles, we carry essential maintenance items such as belts, filters, and fluids. Stop in today at Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East Richland Center and Highway 61 Boscobel.
I'm Phil Nia with sports. Over the weekend, high school boys basketball tournament action that was held at Winona State University, the Lewiston Auto Classic. It was Richland Center getting the win Friday, 74-70 over Durand, Arkansas, while the Hornets lost to Lewiston Altura, 69-56 on Saturday. Some other games from Saturday's tournament action. It was Ithaca getting the victory against Belmont, 63-46. Devon Iam had 27, Sammy Clary 15 in that game for the Bulldogs. Also, over the weekend at the Iowa Grant Girls Tournament on Saturday, River Ridge was winner over Iowa Grant, 62-18, and River Ridge defeated North Crawford, 45-27 among the games. The Richland Center girls basketball team played two at the Westby Holiday Tournament on Friday, the Hornets losing to Royal, 45-34. It was Kickapoo over Westby, 60-40. Kickapoo defeated Royal, 51-25 for the championship, and Westby edged Richland Center in the consolation game, 46-40 in overtime. Plus, over the weekend, lots of wrestling action at the annual Bi-State Wrestling Tournament. The event hosted by Holman High School was the brainchild of the late Dave Ruland, who passed away in October. This year marked the 42nd year of boys wrestling and the second installment of the girls wrestling showcase. A very balanced tournament that featured 70 teams in the boys tournament and 76 in the girls. No team amassed more than 257 points, and just 10 of the 26 top-seeded individuals were successful in winning their weight classes. Looking at how the local teams fared, Richland Center was led by senior Ethan Haiti, ninth at 126, and by second-day qualifiers Ethan Bodendine, a junior at 175, and Braden Kleppe, a senior at 285. In addition, both senior Mason Jelenic for the boys and junior Madeline Muller for the girls won a pair of matches on Friday. River Valley's strong performance was led by senior Wyatt Knockreiner, 4th at 157, and by the return of senior Noah Radke, 6th at 138. Junior Blake Brickle also plays 10th at 190, and sophomore Montana Joles earned a 7th place medal for the girls at 145. Four other Blackhawks fared well, as Quinn Puzan and Mason Schulte each posted 3 wins, and Ben Reese and Hunter Ault each had 2 wins before bowing out at the end of day 1 competition. Riverdale saw both top-seeded juniors Brody Meese and Grant Matthews drop semifinal matches, but each bounced back to win placement matches. Meese finished 3rd at 138 pounds and Matthews 5th at 285. They were joined on the medal stand by sophomore Lakota Brewer, 11th at 132, and freshman James Schramm, 12th at 106. Sophomore Tristan Renish was a second-day qualifier for Riverdale, and Chase McGuire won a pair of matches the first day. Ithaca Weston was led by a pair of sophomore girls as Kaylee Manning placed 6th and Emma Hilby 10th. The boys were wrestling without the injured Mac Neef, who placed 8th at last year's event and did not have a second-day qualifier in 2024. Best efforts were 3 wins each on Friday by Derek Franzen and Ashton Bennett, and 2 wins apiece by Nolan Waldner and Caden Coleman. For Kickapoo LaFarge Youth Initiative, again, a pair of sophomore girls led the way. Madison Glass was 10th at 120, and Luca Gross, 11th at 100. Teammates Mariana Miller and Maddie Townsend each won a pair of matches in the tournament, while freshman Ronan Culver logged the lone win for the Predator boys team. Boscobel Wazika Steuben also had a pair of girls earn placement medals, as freshman Peyton Sander was 8th at 114, and Lexi Lathrop 12th in her weight class. Elena Krejci won two matches but failed to place, while both Ashton Udelhoven and Joe Wetter posted two victories each for the boys' team. North Crawford Seneca experienced success for both the boys and the girls, as sophomore Frankie Groom finished third for the girls at 132, and senior Jaron Grimsled was 6th for the boys at 113. In addition, Sawyer Swigum was his second day qualifier, Tom Sprosty won three matches, and Gavin Wilkins two on Friday. Dodgeville was competing without state champion Hawken Peterson, but still fared well. Sophomores Shane Roshan and Rhett Spurley each reached the semifinals before falling. Roshan rebounded to take third place, while Spurley placed sixth after logging an impressive quarterfinal major decision over top seed Colton Koss of GET Melrose Mindoro. Junior Nathan Johnson was 10th for Dodgeville at 138, and Blake Faust won a pair of matches before bowing out on Friday. The Dodger girls added a pair of place winners, as senior Ava Lord registered five pins en route to a sixth place medal at 107, and sophomore Brielle Walmer finished ninth at 165. Mineral Point had a banner tournament, as 10 wrestlers were still wrestling in the Saturday portion of the bi-state. For the boys, Rowan Carey won his second bi-state championship. Fellow senior Cade Rule earned the top seed and finished third at 175. Freshman Liam Carey was 7th at 120. Sophomore Jacob Dannenberg 10th at 150. And freshman Memphis Burkhalter 11th at 106. Senior Leonard Ewert was a second day qualifier, earning three wins. Each on Friday were Mason Scullion, Alan James, and Matt Orrett, and posting two wins apiece were Elliot Kite, Sammy Springer, Emmett Collins, and Sawyer Dannenberg. Four Mineral Point girls won placement medals. Delia Collins was runner-up at 138. Sophomore Emily Heisner was third at 185. Sophomore Haley Yeager 10th at 235. And freshman Tatum Jones 12th at 114. Finally, for the trophy-hoisting Iowa Grand Highland team, it was Bodie Brockup became the sixth wrestler from that co-op to win a bi-state crown. Also, others placing on Saturday, Brock Hinderman, second at 150, junior Jackson Bussey, fourth at 165, senior Tyson Imhoff, sixth at 157, while both freshman Griffin Winiski and senior Jackson McGuire were second-day qualifiers. The lone girl wrestler for IGH was freshman Rhea Schaefer, and she also placed 11th in her weight class at 132. In addition, five from the boys' team each won a pair of matches at the bi-state: Hayden Altman, Aiden Bedward, Max Kelly, Gavin Hinderman, and Tucker Degenhart. Next year's Bi-State Wrestling Classic will take place on Monday and Tuesday, December 29th and 30th. Trailing by 17 points halfway through the fourth quarter, the Packers almost pulled off a miraculous comeback Sunday. They scored twice but still dropped a 27-25 game at Minneapolis against the Vikings. Minnesota had controlled most of the game behind a strong performance from quarterback Sam Darnold. A Green Bay decision to go for it on a 4th-and-2 in the first half also was a factor. The runner was stopped short of a first down after the Packers passed on a field goal attempt. Running back Josh Jacobs spoke about what happened.
Man, it was just, honestly, I don't know how much it changed. I think we had a lot of plays out there that we kind of just missed on, you know, as a team, whether it's, you know, not converting on third downs, fourth down, whatever. So, yeah, it was just one of them days.
Coach Matt LaFleur commented on the fact the Packers have not beaten one of the top teams in the NFC yet.
Yeah, I mean, it obviously bothers me. You know, I just think that you can't get down against good football teams, and that is the lesson, because it's tough to come back. I think our guys continue to fight and battle and scratch and claw, but ultimately we just can't put ourselves in a hole like that. It certainly took us way too long to get going offensively, and if that happens, then this is the result.
Elsewhere in the NFL yesterday, Buffalo 40, the Jets 14, Jacksonville 20, Tennessee 13, Las Vegas 25, New Orleans 10, the Giants 45, Indianapolis 33, Philadelphia 41-7 over Dallas, Tampa Bay 48, Carolina 14, Miami 20, Cleveland 3. And last night, Washington got by Atlanta 30-24 in overtime. The Monday night game tonight features Detroit playing at San Francisco. Bucks coach Doc Rivers blames Saturday's loss in the fact that Damian Lillard didn't have the ball in his hands at crunch time. Milwaukee dropped the game in Chicago 116-111. Lillard scored 29 and had a dozen rebounds, but Rivers cites his lack of touches in the fourth quarter. The coach also says the Bucks defense failed to control the ball. The next game is Tuesday at Indiana. The Badger men's basketball team will get back to action coming up, and also it will be the Badger women's team doing battle against the Minnesota Golden Gophers. Minnesota visits Wisconsin after Tori McKinney scored 25 points in Minnesota's 90-54 win against the Penn State Lady Lions. The Badgers have gone 7-0 at home in women's basketball. They have a 2-0 record in one possession games. The Golden Gophers are 1-1 in Big Ten play. I'm Phil Nee. That's an update courtesy of WRCO Sports.
Your local Cobuson team is proud to be the Richland School District's bus company. Join the Cobuson family of drivers. No experience necessary. Call 647-4446. Jones Chevrolet Buick offers the very best sales, parts, body shop work, and GM-certified service. Chevy, find new roads. And Julie Cairn State Farm Insurance, here to help life go right. Offering auto, home, business, life, disability insurance, and financial service.
Good morning. Our updates continue on this get-together, the 30th of December. It is time for a vintage Paul Harvey program. The rest of the story, sponsored by Julie Cairns State Farm Insurance, focused on relationships, not transactions. They help you prepare for and recover from the unexpected.
The rest of the story. Sam stood at home plate, the bat poised over his left shoulder, but something was wrong. The stands were empty. The friendly sounds of routine team practice echoing among the stands. The sun shone, a gentle breeze wafted over the bleachers, but something was wrong. There was no doubt about it in Sam's mind. Joe, the team's manager, was watching. He was near enough to see the strange hesitation in the batter's expression moments before Sam stepped back from the plate. For this was more than just another swing at the ball club's batting practice. This was the first time that Sam had held a bat in most of two full seasons. The reason for his absence from the game was the Korean War. And indeed, Sam did see combat. So when the odd look came over his face at the beginning of his first practice in nearly 2 years, it was at once understandable but worrisome. For there stood Sam, staring down at home plate as though it were 10,000 miles away. And he was silent, seemingly obsessed. But, well, this is the rest of the story. Statistically speaking, there's just no way to tell how good a baseball player was Sam, because the reason is those missing seasons, almost five of them. Between 1943 and 1945, the seventh inning stretch was World War II. Sam was a Marine pilot then, but again during the Korean War when his reserve unit was called up in 1952. So as far as lifetime stats are concerned, Sam's are misleading by about a quarter of his playing career. But then one day, Sam did come home to stay, and he went to the ballpark to see the fellows and to take the first swing at the rest of his life. But before the batting practice pitcher could release that first ball, this veteran of two wars stepped out of the batter's box, eyes wide, gazed down at home plate, and after interminable seconds had passed, Sam called out to manager Joe, "What have you done to this plate while I was gone?" Joe said, "What do you mean?" Sam answered, "Home plate, it's out of line." The suggestion was ludicrous, and for a while, Boston Red Sox manager Joe Cronin stood there arguing with Sam. But finally, when it became clear that an official measurement was the only thing that would calm Sam down, Joe ordered the Fenway Park crew to get a transit and actually survey home plate. And they did, and to the astonishment of everybody except Sam, home plate was sure enough, by the slightest degree, out of alignment with the baseball diamond and the ballpark itself. In the annals of Big League Baseball, one Hall of Famer stands very tall. This man you've just met, Theodore Samuel Williams, Ted Williams. All sorts of stunning statistics at bat, including a lifetime batting average of .344, 521 home runs. He was the last big leaguer to bat 400 in a season. And of the legendary Ted Williams, it has been said that he possessed the one indispensable secret weapon, which in part accounted for his phenomenal batting record. He had an incredible and almost unbelievable sense of vision. Of course, you know that Ted's eyesight was out of sight, because now you know the rest of the story.
For generations, the Cairns family has been rooted in Richland County as small business owners. At Julie Cairns State Farm, you will find a local, dedicated team that leads with honest intentions to properly protect you. Yes, saving money is important, yet so is doing business with local professionals that will be there when you need them. We're here to participate in your lives, in our community's growth, and in helping create opportunities to make positive changes. Yes, you can save money, and yes, we will offer you remarkable service. Yet most importantly, our core values will make you proud to do business with us. Like a good neighbor, Julie Cairns State Farm is there.
Here is Jamie Gander of Badgerland Flooring.
We started our business in 2008, and we named it Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, obviously. And then 6 years ago, we started doing kitchens, and we just want to really get the word out to people that we're doing those now as well. We have a showroom west end of the building is committed to kitchens. You know, we do bath remodels, vanities, countertops. You can do any type of flooring, walk-in showers, but we're really trying to let the public know we're doing a lot of kitchen nowadays, too.
See Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center for more information.
You can join WRCO-FM on Facebook. Get the latest news, sports, and more every day. Visit with our staff, hear about community events, see awesomely funny Throwback Thursday stories, get the latest news, weather, and sports, participate in upcoming Facebook-only contests, and more. Simply go to Facebook.com and search WRCO Radio, or visit Facebook.com/WRCO AM FM. It's just that easy to connect with us from Facebook.com and WRCO-FM.
This is Heather at the Creative Outlet, bringing you a super New Year's sale. Save 50% off on all individual scrapbooking papers until January 4th.
Coming up, our trivia question of the day. Stay tuned for that. It is currently 24 degrees on the Wirtz floor and home thermometer today. We'll warm up a little bit later on. Here's Shania Twain to try and help.
It's falling apart. I was late for work and the boss got smart. My panty line shows, got a run on my hose. My hair went flat. Man, I hate that.
Hate that.
Than PMS. This job ain't worth the pay. Can't wait till the end of the day. Hey, honey, I'm on my way. Hey, 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 hey. Hey, I'm home and have a day. Pour me cold water over my way. Now I'm up my feet, getting something to eat. Fix me up my favorite treat. Honey, I'm back and it's killing me. Watch TV, get off the phone, give the dog a bone. Hey.
don't stimulate my brain. This job ain't work a bit. Can't wait till the end of the day. Hey, honey, I'm on my way. Hey, 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 hey. Honey, I'm home and have a day. Pour me cold water over by the way. Rub my feet, give me something to eat. Fix me up my favorite dream. Honey, I'm happy, it's killing me. I need to relax and watch TV.
Stop.
2024 ends tomorrow night. New Year's Eve, we'll be playing Trivia, Triviathon between 6 and midnight. If you haven't signed up your team yet, certainly you can do that over the course of the next day and a half or so. 608-647-2111 to register a Triviathon team. And how about resolutions? How are you doing on those? About 3 in 10 adults choose resolutions involving exercise or eating healthier. About one quarter said they'll make a resolution involving losing weight, and a similar number said they'll resolve to make changes about priorities of money or mental health. So, yeah, when you're making out resolutions, there you go. A couple of ideas, right, if you needed any persuasion. Well, it sounds good to me. Yeah, hopefully I can keep those into 2025 at least more than a couple of hours. WRCO and a Shotgun Rider. 24 degrees here in good old RC on the Wirtz Floor and Home Thermometer. We're headed toward 37 a little bit later on today. Fog still hanging around in the hills. We can all, actually, I can see the Mighty Vibe parked outside now. I couldn't earlier. But right now it's lifting a little bit here at the studios. Coming up, our trivia question of the day, sponsored by Subway of Richland Center.
Reducing the risk of illness is easy with a visit to Center Pharmacy or Boscobel Pharmacy. Center and Boscobel Pharmacy are your vaccination headquarters for the flu, pneumonia, and shingles. No appointment needed. The helpful staff will have you in and out in no time, often at no charge with qualifying insurance or Medicare. Don't wait. Get protected today at Center Pharmacy on Orange Street or Boscobel Pharmacy in downtown Boscobel. The Shingrix vaccine is in stock, proven to be 90% effective for the prevention of shingles.
Hi, my name is Ryan Lemke, RCHS co-principal. As a community, we support our high school athletes and want them to be the best on game day. Did you know that one night of binge drinking can diminish 2 weeks of athletic training? 90% of adults who develop an addiction to alcohol started in their teens. You can play a role in their athletic success by encouraging that one choice not to use substances. Get tools and tips at the Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County's website.
This holiday season, Cardinal Glass CG is reflecting on the incredible support they received. They wish all of their customers joy, peace, and a wonderful new year.
Bindle Tire and Auto sends warm holiday wishes to their incredible customers. Thank you for making this year a success. Here's to a joyful holiday season and a fantastic new year.
Can't believe it's the end of another year. Can you? My goodness. We're closing out 2024 with a couple of great trivia questions. One today, one tomorrow, and of course, Triviathon. Lots of trivia questions tomorrow night here on the radio. The trivia question of the day is sponsored by Subway of on the Sextonville Road. Discover better for you sub sandwiches at Subway. Subs are great any day, of course. So are Subway gift cards. Make someone's day and get them a gift card from Subway.
If you're eating healthy, eat at Subway, where you have a choice of 8 build-your-own sandwiches with 6 grams of fat or less, plus delicious signature wraps and chopped salads. Hours are Monday through Saturday, 8 to 9, and Sunday, 8 to 8. It's their priority to serve the delicious meals you love in the easiest and safest ways possible. You can order ahead by going online, through your Subway app, or by calling 647-6470. Eat fresh, eat healthy at Subway Richland Center.
The winner takes home the sub, if you know the right answer. What was the year of the first episode of Friends aired? Was it A, 1992, B, 1994, could it be C, 1996, or D, 1998? The year the first episode of Friends aired on television. 608-647-4155.
Jesus just about every night. I call my mama and my daddy at least once a week to remember my roots and keep on planting deep. Sometimes I need to step away and get a different view. There's really something to that honky-tonk attitude. It pulls me out of that everyday sinking sand. I feel better.
Last thing I wanna do is go home and drink alone. Right now I really
It didn't take long to get a winner today. Congratulations to Joan Bethke. Nice job. The first episode of Friends aired in the year of 1994. So it celebrated its 30th year in 2024, which hardly seems possible. All of those friends that were on that were supposedly in their, 20s and 30s then at that time. One of my daughter, probably is my daughter's favorite show. Nobody will play Friends Trivial Pursuit. I have Triviathon on my mind. Trivial Pursuit with her because she knows the correct answers to, like, what color was the teapot when Ross and Rachel were talking? And okay, who knew that? Who knows that? But she does. Anyway, congratulations. Joan is the winner of a 6-inch sub of the day from Subway in Richland Center.
There's something in water around here. It's more than just boats and beers. It's new friends, old songs, sunsets, sing-alongs, and problems that disappear. And it don't matter where you're from or who you know, just pull up slow. You wanna tie up, put your feet in the water, pop a cold top, just float like a bobber. And it don't matter if you're Mastercraft or your Bass Tracker, it don't matter. Tie up, cozy up a can, put a little sun on that farmer's tan. Leave your troubles on the bank and your gas in the tank. Just worry about what's in your cup and tie up. Cocktail cove, just laughing and lying and sunburned, frying the good times in stereo. Get a tube full of crickets and some bull peanuts, get your name buzz and tie it up. Put your feet in the water, pop a cold top, just float like a bobber. And it don't matter if you're Mastercraft or your Bass Tracker, it don't matter. Tie it up, cozy up a can, put a little sun on that farmer's tan. Leave your troubles on the bank and your gas in the tank. Just worry about what's in your cup and tie it up.
Zach Brown Band and Tie Up as we escape with a 3-minute song today. Oh, you know, not bad. Yesterday, 43. Today, headed toward 37 for the end of December. Not bad. But then you read a little further into January, and it looks a little cold and maybe a little snowy, especially Sunday into Monday of next week. Wouldn't you know? Just about the time that the kiddos are going back to school next week, there could be some issues. Although some go back to school yet this week on Thursday and Friday. It just kind of depends on the district, I guess.
Wirtz Plumbing and Heating is committed to excellence with a goal of 100% customer satisfaction. We offer a full range of plumbing services, from water heaters and septics to kitchen and bathroom fixtures, along with leaks and repairs. Bathroom remodels are our specialty, no matter the size. When heating and cooling failures need urgent attention, our experienced troubleshooters will diagnose and find the most reliable, lowest cost solution. Call 647-6345 or visit WirtzPlumbingAndHeating.com. Wirtz Plumbing and Heating, Highway 80 North, Richland Center.
No need to travel for exceptional care. At Gunderson Boscobel, we collaborate with other providers and healthcare systems to deliver safe, effective treatment plans close to home. Whether you need specialized IV medications such as chemotherapy or antibiotic therapy, port or PICC maintenance, or blood product transfusions, we make it easier to get the personalized care you need. Gunderson Boscobel, bringing love plus medicine and outpatient nursing services to you.
If you're looking for the perfect spot to enjoy a great meal, the Woods Bar and Grill in Lone Rock offers a casual, family-friendly atmosphere with creative dishes and exceptional service that'll keep you coming back for more. Located at 320 South Oak Street, the Woods invites you to dine in, enjoy outdoor seating, or pick up your favorites to go. Whether it's a night out or a quick bite, they have got you covered. Call 608-583-2625 to place your order or stop by and experience the warm hospitality and delicious flavors that make the Woods in Lone Rock a local favorite.
The Village of Muscadine Mushroom Fest celebrates the holiday season by thanking their loyal customers. Here's to a joyful Christmas and a prosperous start to 2025 for everyone.
Our personal service includes savings. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. We're always looking for ways to bring you more value and convenience. That includes opportunities to save. For example, a savings may be available to those who choose to bundle a State Farm auto policy with a homeowner's policy. Lower premiums may apply if you have a new home or an older home with completely updated utility systems. Let's talk about the homeowner's insurance choices that make sense for you today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
New windows add value and comfort to your home. PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire, all with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock.
Hi, my name is Brittany Penfield, and I'm the 4-year-old kindergarten teacher at the Ithaca School District. I, along with other Ithaca staff, want to give a warm welcome to families interested in having their child attend Ithaca Public Schools. We will be holding our annual developmental and 4K screening event, which gives school staff an opportunity to meet future students and address any possible concerns that families may have about their child's development. To be eligible to participate in the screening, children must turn 3 years old or 4 years old on or before September 1st, 2025. Our screening days will be held on Thursday, January 23rd and Friday, January 24th from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Ithaca Elementary School. Parents and guardians may register their child online and sign up for a screening appointment for their child by following two links located on the Ithaca Public Schools Facebook page regarding screening. When arriving for a screening appointment, families will enter through the main office doors and be directed to our screening locations. While children are working with our school staff, parents will learn how they can help their child to be prepared for school and receive information about community resources for young children. Each screening appointment will take approximately 1.5 hours. If parents or guardians have any questions about registration or signing up for an appointment, please call Brittany Penfield, 4K teacher, at 608-585-2311, extension 513, or emailing brittany.penfield@ithaca.k12.wi.us. Additional information and forms will be sent to families prior to the screening date. We look forward to meeting our future Bulldogs.
Thanks for joining us. Trails time right around the bend, and the 9 o'clock news update as well from ABC Radio Network. Here is Martina McBride.
Must have had a little hell. Must have been a
crazy fools like us. Cause it's so easy to fall apart. We still break each other's hearts sometimes. Spend some nights on the jagged side. Somehow we wake up in each other's arms.
Happy Trails time right around the bend on WRCO. Today, as we cruise in that
woke
direction.
Up this morning, a long clock screaming, screaming. Gotta hit the grind, it's the same old feeling. But I'm so sick of being broke, need some more. Oh-oh. Gotta break these chains and unlock the door. Working 9 to 5 just to get by. But I'm tired of the slavery, it's time to fly. Gonna chase my dreams, reaching for the sky. No more being poor, it's time to testify. I'm so sick of being poor, taking no more. Gonna hustle harder, open up new doors. Gotta break the cycle, leave it all behind. I'm chasing dreams, gonna make them mine. The chains that held me down before. I'm stepping out, gonna take control. Living free, I won't be held down anymore. I'm gonna rise above, reach for the stars, that's for sure. No more 9 to 5s, no more feeling poor. I'm taking control, gonna leave in the score. Yeah. I'm so sick.
Until we meet again.
Well, my good friend and neighbor, this is Phil Nee saying happy trails until we talk again later from WRCO FM in Richland Center, Wisconsin. We'll be moving on towards some community conversation. We'll talk about Simon's Recreation Complex on the first part of the morning show next hour. Following the news update from ABC, sponsored by Pamela's Fine Jewelry, a full-service jewelry store featuring a wide variety of styles, and the Phoenix Center Family Fun at its best. There's always something for everyone, including bowling, legendary pizza, and video games.
ABC News, I'm Mike Dubusky. Tributes continue to pour in for former President Jimmy Carter, who died yesterday at 100 years old.
President Biden is remembering his dear friend of 50 years, former President Jimmy Carter.
We'd all do well to try to be a little more like Jimmy Carter.
Carter died in his hometown of Plains, Georgia yesterday, nearly 3 months after his 100th birthday, the first commander-in-chief to reach that milestone. President Biden was one of the first politicians to endorse Carter's long-shot presidential campaign back in 1976. Former President Obama saying Carter taught all of us what it means to live a life of grace, dignity,